207-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
As you begin to talk or praise, you begin to talk about him and the goodness of God and quote what he says. He says, I inhabit that. How much peace do we forfeit? How much needless pain do we bear? Amen. Like I said, sometimes we got to get past this. Because reason will put us on lock. And if we conform to this world, we'll be bound by our emotions and reason and our intellect. But see, a lot of times, God is beyond your intellect. God will do things that you don't understand, and he won't ask no permission either. Amen. So instead of just putting faith in what God does, put faith in God alone. Are you here? Learn to praise God anyhow. That's why he says, give thanks in all things. Lord, I just lost the job. You talk about give thanks. He says, give thanks in all things. I just lost $50. You say, give thanks. Is it or is it not what the scripture says? I'm going to show it to you in the Bible. Give thanks in all things. God didn't say be thankful for all things. I lose $50. I ain't happy about that. Hey. Thank you, Lord. I lost it. No, I ain't thanking him for losing it. But I'm going to give God thanks in the midst of it. Because God got a whole lot more 50s. And sometimes the one that sits high is looking low to see how you're going to react. Because see, he got a whole lot more 50s for you. But he said, I'm going to see what they act like when they lose this 50. Well, what he's looking for is for you to bring him into the situation. How? By praise. Let people call you, let them call you what they want to. That old Christianity stuff. That's just a crutch. Tell them, no, it ain't a crutch. It's a hospital. Come on, it's my medicine. It's everything my body needs, my mind needs, my spirit needs. Every relationship is everything I need. It's more than just a crutch. See, but you know how people say that's just a crutch. No, it's more than a crutch. Let me tell you something. God's dealings with you and me are so important. If you read the story of Jacob and how God dealt with him and how God wounded him in his side, in his thigh, and then Jacob had to walk with a cane. Walk with a cane, yeah. Till he went on to be with the Lord, he walked with a cane. But it's interesting how it says that when Israel was in Egypt, see, that cane represented God's dealings with Jacob. Amen. See, some of us need a cane. Amen. Come on, it represents, that staff represented God's dealings. So toward the end of his life, he leaned upon the staff, and guess what? He blessed Pharaoh. Amen. He was above Pharaoh. Amen. He was like a father to Pharaoh, who was ruler over all the known world at the time. But because of God's dealings with him in his life, God gave him a place of honor. Amen. 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 You know how God changed his life, right? From being a cheater to being one that... whose loins were the 12 tribes. And he was the one that crossed over. And the 12 tribes, and out of the 12 tribes came the Lion of Judah. Amen? You praise God by what you say about him. Go with me to Psalm 67. Verse 5 says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Amen? Now, remember in Psalm 133, how the scripture speaks about the oil that's poured on the head of Aaron. And it goes down across over his beard, down over the skirt of his, down over his garment, and then the oil covers him all the way to the bottom of the skirt or the border of his garment. And it says there, God commanded something. See, he didn't command the blessing when it was just on Aaron's head. He didn't command the blessing when it was just over his garment, over his robe. When it got to the border of the garment, read it yourself, Psalm 133. There, God commanded a blessing. Here we read in verse 5, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Somebody say, let all the people praise thee. How important is praise? Bragging on God. Uplifting his name. Giving him the glory. No matter what the problem, no matter what the environment, giving God praise. Huh? Then shall the earth yield. Listen, the ground you walk on is going to have to yield. It's going to have to yield. It's going to have to yield to you. Wherever your destiny is headed, that ground, that earth is going to yield. Just give me five in here that'll praise God like they just don't care. Like they just don't care. Hallelujah. Then shall the earth, the ground you walk on, then shall it yield. It's going to start giving up stuff. It's going to give up increase. And our God shall bless us. Hallelujah. Where's all my young people in here? How many young people? 30 years and younger. Where are the 30 years old and young? Let me hear a praise from them 30 and unders. Okay. Now everybody 30 and up. Let me 31 and up. Let me hear you tonight. Oh. 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 Yeah. All right. Okay. That's wonderful. But guess what? The 31 and up been holding us up. That kind of praise ought to be in here all the time. See, it ain't even here now. It's gone. It just diminished. That should be the least we praise God. Gotcha, didn't I? Uh-huh. If it sounds like that, 31 and up, how come it don't sound like that all the time? This is an indictment on you. See, when we praise him, when all the people, and thank God for the younger people, when we praise him, when all the people praise him, the earth shall yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen? Amen. It's not superficial. It's not shallow. You understand what I mean? It's not. Some people look at it as being shallow, but when people praise the Lord, I don't mean something, some kind of routine or some kind of just catchy words that people use when they talk. I mean really praising God from the heart, you know, from within, that deep praise of God. Bragging on that assurance of God and God's will and work in your life. Amen? Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Amen. Verse 35. Now that you are catching hold of this and the significance of praise in your life. Come on, the significance of praise. We don't know, and God doesn't reveal to us all the time. Sometimes perhaps, but most times perhaps not. How your praises have immunized you or have gone before you and have shaken things. And amen. Your praises have gone before you. Amen. The Hebrew boys, you know, before Nebuchadnezzar was about to cast them into the fire, they start bragging. He said, oh God, oh King, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. For we know that our God is able to deliver us from the fire. But if he choose not to deliver us from the fire, he can deliver us through the fire. But one way or another, oh King, we know our God is faithful. Daniel, when he went down into the lion's den, the king himself said, Daniel, your God will protect you. Daniel had no fear. He was confident. He kept on bragging on God. Hello, he kept. See, and another way he bragged on God, and we don't read much of what he said between the time they conspired against him and the time he was put in the lion's den. But the way he bragged on God is that he kept doing what he always did. Opened his windows toward Jerusalem, kept praying, and they kept seeing him. They kept seeing him. They conspired and went and told, but he didn't stop doing what he was doing. He wasn't afraid. He kept giving God the glory, kept thanking God for Jerusalem, kept thanking God for what he had done for him and how he had put him in that position of honor. He kept doing it. His praise went before him. Them hungry lions. Rawr. You get down there with a whole bunch of hungry lions, old hungry stinking lions. They run up on him, but instead of trying to devour him, they start licking on him. That's just, you know. That's not in the Bible. So they didn't need him. They didn't try to hurt him. God has sent an angel. Your praise goes before you. Always remember that. It goes before you. It makes the way before you. So tell someone, never stop praising God. Come on, tell them, don't ever stop praising God. Hebrews 10:35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Don't cast away your confidence. It takes confidence to praise God. My praising God means that I'm confident that God's going to do what he said. I'm confident God is going to protect me. I'm confident God is going to provide for me. I'm confident God is going to heal me. I'm confident God is going to deliver me. I'm confident that my breakthrough is nigh. I'm confident that my money is going to be there. I'm confident that the door has to open. I'm confident, amen, that my enemy shall not triumph. Therefore, I praise him. Because I'm confident. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing. That's another way we brag on God. You going through all that and you still tithing? Child, if I was you, well, you ain't me. Come on, you know how people can get. You all that you steal, that's right. Because I have a confidence in my God. This too shall pass.
Thank you for joining us as we begin today's message entitled, Before Zion Travails. We invite you to worship with us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sunday mornings.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.